Our service this morning is devoted to our coming-of-age graduates. We are especially pleased to welcome them to our pulpit this morning. Khalil Gibran writes, "And a learner said, 'Speak to us of self-knowledge.' And the teacher answered, saying, 'Your hearts know in silence the secrets of the days and nights, but your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge. You would know in words that which you have always known in thought.'" This ceremony celebrates the self-knowledge our young people have attained and now put into words. Not only do their ears thirst for knowledge kept stored in their hearts, but our ears thirst as well. Almost all primitive groups have had some form of rites of passage. Usually they involve a special period of preparation, culminating in a painful, sometimes frightening ordeal, testing the courage of the participant. These young people have been, since December, in a special period of preparation. Their ordeal has involved giving service to the congregation and to the wider community. They have begun to understand how our institution functions through our governing board, bylaws, and our budget. They have discussions with congregation and family members and ministers, and finally have had to bring all that they have learned in religious education over the years, put their fingers to the keyboard, and present what they believe to you here today. It is a rigorous process, testing their stamina, courage, and beliefs. In the fall, after taking New UU, they will be eligible to become members of the congregation. But even now, they have dared to face the question of what they believe. It is my distinct pleasure to work with them and their mentors and teachers throughout this process and to celebrate their graduation. I also want to acknowledge the great support of Allison Sosinski. She has provided over the entire course of this program. But before we go further, let's recognize the mentors, teachers, and lead teachers without whom this program would not function. So I would like our mentors and our teachers to please rise at this time and be acknowledged. Thank you. I would also like to acknowledge the parents who are themselves making a milestone in their lives with this ceremony. So parents, would you please rise? Thank you. Today, our youth offer us an opportunity for spiritual renewal. And so I ask that even though you may feel moved by what they have to say, and while you may be full of love and bursting with pride, I ask you to hold your applause and appreciation until the end of the service. May your thirst be sated this morning.
Good morning. Such a talented group. I'm having a hard time not crying, but I do that every coming of age service. I smiled to myself when I saw that Naja had decided to be first on the program today, because Naja in the fall was always first to come to the class on Sunday morning, and she was often first to leave the class on Sunday morning. And all of that has something to do with her spiritual journey. It developed in something of a ritual. I would say to her, "Okay, Naja, you have to leave early today. Are you a Methodist today? Naja, are you a Baptist today?" And if my conversation with her grandmother, if I have that accurate, she may be a Baptist again later today with her grandmother. And this ritual informed our discussions as we became friends and got to know each other better through the year. And Naja takes her spiritual journey very seriously. So with great pleasure and great admiration, I introduce you to this delightful, thoughtful young lady, Naja Williams.
My name is Naja Brittany Simonson-Williams, and my experience with this coming-of-age program has been interesting. I believe everyone has the right to their own opinion. Life experiences, religious training, culture background, and family situations affect your outlook of the world and religion. In my case, I've personally been exposed to many different religions. I attend Maryland the Oranges, a Catholic school. I attend Methodist Church with my dad. My grandma is Baptist, and I come to UU with my mom and brother. The coming of age program has made me think about what I want to do when it comes to religious views and practices. I believe in certain parts of the UU guiding principles as well as Methodist affirmation of faith. I like to be in the Methodist church because I love the atmosphere, the music, and sometimes I understand the sermons. When I leave the service, I feel better. I also love to be in the service at the UU church. I love the atmosphere and the way everybody treats you equally. Everyone is happy to be in church. I'm still not sure about my future religious affiliation, whether it will be Methodist or Unitarian Universalist or something else. I do believe in God. I believe in heaven. I feel it's right to pray for everyone and to thank God. While some believe in science and nature, I believe in a God who created science and nature and has control over it. I don't know what God looks like exactly, but I believe God is real.
My name is Terry Cummings, and I have the great pleasure of introducing my own mentor, Emily Mernin. It's been a wonderful journey with her the last several months. One of the best birthday gifts I ever received was when Judy Tomlinson called me and asked me if I would share Emily's journey through coming of age, and it's been a wonderful learning experience for me, and we've shared a lot of wonderful space together that I will cherish forever. It's my pleasure to introduce Emily Mernin.
Hi. Two letters, one syllable, and one meaning. A word I've used every day since I could speak in full sentences. But some words are not like this at all. Words like God, religion, and spirituality can never be defined by a dictionary. We must define them for ourselves. God, for me, is the feeling in the pit of your stomach when something goes awfully wrong. It's hitting the ground running for miles until your legs are numb. It's the warm summer breeze on the night I realized the world is much bigger than my backyard, and is the way I felt on that hot Sunday morning during my first service. I believe that the idea of God is an essential. Like Voltaire once said, if there were no God, it would have been necessary to invent him. I may not believe the God that many people do. I may not believe that God is a higher being, but I believe the idea of God is an important one. I believe in science, in the theory of evolution, that we were all once unicellular organisms, but some things science can't explain for me. Science can't explain our emotions and moments that consume us, the part of this world that will be forever unexplored, and those quiet little moments which we share with only ourselves that are too precious to even be spoken about. I believe that finding peace with ourselves is the key to being happy. I believe in order, that everything doesn't happen for a reason, but we can't stop everything from happening. But I also believe that my beliefs are ever-changing, and that tomorrow my beliefs will be an expanded version of what they are today. I believe in humanity, that together as a whole, we are more than a God could ever be. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justine Powell, and I had the honor of having Skylar for my mentee. When I first was told that Skylar was going to be my mentee, my first thought was, uh-oh, this is going to be really interesting, because there's a lot in Skylar that is myself, and you know, sometimes when two people are often similar, there's a lot of clashes. My journey with Skylar has been very interesting. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I've learned throughout this that Skylar is an amazing person. I've learned more from her and more about myself through this whole process. It's been an amazing journey with her. She's an amazing person, and I hope that it continues past this, because she's definitely grown, and I've grown because of it. So here's Skylar.
Beauty, ugly, good, evil, jealousy, satisfaction, love, hate, freedom, captivity, happiness, sadness, anger, tranquility, fear, curiosity. All of you just heard me say 16 words, and you probably all thought pretty much the same thing. What if I said five more words? God, worship, spirituality, faith, and religion. Would you think all the same thing? You couldn't, because everyone has their own beliefs and ideas about those five things. I guess you're all here today to find out what those five things mean to me. To be blatantly honest, I haven't got the slightest clue, but as of now, this is what I've come to the conclusion of. To me, God has always been an answer to the unanswered question, how did we get here? It seems to me that people use God as a temporary satisfaction because no one really knows 100% how we all got here. So if God is an answer to the question, how did we get here, then technically speaking, my God is science. The only answer to how did we get here that makes sense to me is evolution. I believe that the basic facts that scientists have discovered and will continue to discover are the reason for humankind to have inhabited this beautiful earth. My spirituality doesn't have much spirit in it. It's all based on fact. But on a deeper level than just fact, I also believe in the potential of every human being. Remember the old saying, opposites attract? My spirituality is kind of similar to that, but not necessarily with people, but with traits, passions, states of mind, feelings, emotions, burdens, worries, and rages people portray. I believe that beauty is just as much a trait as ugly. As beautiful as a person might seem, they could be all around ugly, and as ugly as they may appear, they could be full of beauty. I believe that evil is just as much a state of mind as good, and the evil someone portrays could easily be replaced with good, and the good someone possesses could be forsaken with evil. I believe that jealousy is just as much a feeling as satisfaction. Jealousy can be cured by satisfaction, and satisfaction can be disrupted by jealousy. I believe that love is just as much a passion as hate. Hate could easily be turned to love, and love could just as well be turned to hate. I believe that life is just as much as an event as death. Life could become death in an instant, and death is rightfully a part of life. I believe that freedom is just as much a burden as captivity. One can feel captive in their freedom or free in their captivity. I believe that happiness is just as much an emotion as sadness. Happiness could fade into sadness in a matter of seconds, and sadness could overtake you just as fast as it left. I believe that anger is just as much a rage as tranquility, and anger comes from the same place within as tranquility does. I believe that fear is just as much a worry as curiosity. Fears are sometimes less worrisome than exploring your curiosity. I believe that people possess as much beauty as they do ugly, good as they do evil, jealousy as they do satisfaction, love as they do hate, freedom as they do captivity, happiness as they do sadness, anger as they do tranquility, and fear as they do curiosity. It's pure simplicity that makes me believe. A simple compliment could make me feel beautiful. A simple hello could make me feel good. A simple smile could make me satisfied. A simple hug could make me love. A simple summer breeze could make me feel free. A simple purr of a cat could make me happy. A simple glimpse of the stars could make me feel tranquil. A simple question could spark my curiosity. Things like that feeling when you score your first goal of the season, or when you walk through a starlit night, or when you're with your best friend, or when you cry of pure happiness, or when you feel like you're 5 years old again, or when the flowers finally bloom. The simplest things in the world can make me believe, and to me, that is what God, worship, spirituality, faith, and religion mean to me. Well, for now at least.
Good morning. My name's Adriana O'Toole, and I've been Bonnie Lytle's mentor. Bonnie is an integral member of a crew team, and today they have a freshman regatta in Philadelphia that she is participating in and has been over the weekend also in two events. It's been a pleasure knowing her, and you'll hear her on this video that has been done previous to this, and enjoy.
Hello, I'm Bonnie Lytle, and today I'm coming of age. You may be wondering why I'm speaking on video. Well, the reason is because I'm a crew. I wish I could be with the congregation now, but things didn't work out that way. I have been a member of this congregation ever since I came to America, about 6 months old. Coming of age has always been a very important thing to me, ever since I saw my first coming of age service. I've always envied the kids standing at the podium and wondered if that could ever be me. Well, it turns out it could. My thoughts about religion are very unique in a way that I form my own opinions that still mold to the Unitarian Universalist beliefs. I would describe my religious beliefs as unique but still fitting the mold that I was given. What is UU to me? Being Unitarian Universalist is a very broad statement. Since UUs don't follow any set of rules or books, it is tough to fully understand what you believe. But today I'm telling everyone my beliefs. First, I believe that no one is born evil. Things may set them off track and make them evil, but no one is born evil or bad. The circumstances in which a child is raised plays a huge part in their orientation of good or bad in adulthood. Second, I believe that there is no God, but there is an ominous presence that watches over the earth and guides it along. Third, I believe that spirits are a cycle. I don't believe in the afterlife, but rather our souls get sent back to Earth to go live another life. Fourth, I believe that it is good to let people form their own opinions about their religious beliefs. Not that it is bad to bring your kids to church and keep the religion in the family, but don't have a negative attitude towards other beliefs and thoughts. Be accepting and listen to them. Those are my four main beliefs that help me mold to Unitarian Universalist. My experience with the education program here has been great. All of my teachers are great building blocks to where I am now. Without them, I would have been completely lost about what I believe and the whole aspect of Unitarianism. I've learned a lot throughout the years, whether it be from going to different religious communities to the OWL program. I've made some of my closest friends throughout the years and learned so much. I've gained better understanding about my beliefs and what I want to be religiously speaking. I've also gotten a lot closer to my RE class. I've gained friendships, knowledge, a better understanding about our church, and so much more. This has been such a prosperous experience, and I will be sad to have it end. Living a religious life means to stay strong to what you believe, and also be understanding to what others believe. You don't necessarily need to go to church every single weekend, but at least have faith that there is something to believe in.
Hi, I'm Patty Dow. Meet Catherine Rose Bessie. The world was graced with her presence on March 25, 1996, when she was born at St. Barnabas Hospital in Livingston, New Jersey. Named for both her maternal and paternal grandmothers, Catherine has lived in Montclair all of her life with her mother Kitty, father David, and two older brothers, Sam and Colin. Since the age of 8, Catherine has been evolving as an equestrian woman. She has a horse named Simba and goes out to Morristown to ride him almost daily. She also competes. She loves the large responsibility of having a horse and enthusiastically takes on the challenge of perfecting her skills as a rider while continuing the process of perfecting Simba. Working with Catherine these past several months has been a privilege for me, as she has a huge heart and brings with her wherever she goes a very genuine goodness, manifested in a smile bound to evoke one in return from even the most stoic of us. She is a responsible and sophisticated young woman who is beautiful both inside and out. Meet Catherine Rose Bessie.
I feel the most substantial sense of meaning in life when I'm doing activities I feel passionately about. So when I ride horses, there's a sense of responsibility. Even when I'm with my friends, I feel fulfillment. Finding purpose is not always about helping others or doing activities that are particularly mentally or physically strenuous. It is about feeling like I belong and have found a place where I fit in and feel good about myself. Many parts of my life give me the sensation of awe and inspiration. As much as I might regret saying this later, the countless terrifying and semi-horrendous trips my parents have took me on, the people we met and the places we experienced, like the snow-covered peak of Mount Blanc in the Alps or the beautifully carved out valleys of the Grand Canyon, fascinate me and make me realize just how amazing our world is. I've been extremely privileged to have my parents, brothers, and a close-knit family to look for advice and guidance. Both my parents have given me a strong sense of compassion and understanding for people who live a different life than us, an appreciation for the outdoors, including bugs, really heavy backpacks, and extremely cold water. Thank you for tipping the sailboat so many times, Mom and Dad. They also gave me a sense of adventure. Adventure is a code word for I'm lost or I don't know what I'm doing in my dad's world. From my brothers, Colin and Sam, I had to learn early to stick up for myself, to know who I am, and to never let someone make me feel stupid or insignificant, especially them. Some of my core beliefs are that people should be treated equally in marriage, race, and religion, that there is a power that connects all people, I'm just not sure what it is. I think that when people die, they're just gone. I believe that devils and demons exist in minds, but not in tangible beings. I believe that science holds the answers to point in religion that are concrete, like evolution, but not in ways that are unable to be proven, like what happens after we die. I believe that if there is a God, his or her nature will never be known, and that is part of what keeps him or her so powerful. I think that it is possible to live by a good moral code without being haunted by what punishment or reward you will be given in your afterlife, and that nature is a spiritual force within itself. To quote Ralph Waldo Emerson, religion is to do right. It is to love, it is to serve, it is to think, it is to be humble. Thank you.
I'm Andre Laney, and I have the distinct honor of introducing all of you to my mentee, Julia Rinklin. I can only say of Julia, particularly in the 30 seconds I've been given, that she is full of life and full of wisdom that has made the time that we have spent getting to know each other a joy for me. I have genuinely looked forward to the occasions that we have spent eating good popcorn, watching bad movies, and learning about each other, our thoughts about life and about our respective families, particularly while mine crawled all over her. Sorry about that. And I can only say she was an infectiously wise, bubbly presence in our house and truly loved by everyone in it. She is someone who has done so much, so many interesting things. She has volunteered of her time to tutor young people and has also done so much to learn about life. She's going to Ecuador and is very excited about that. I'm excited for her. I'm also excited that she's going to be going to her first choice of school, Hudson. She was kind enough to let me share in her joy at that accomplishment, but it was one that, even though I was excited for her, I knew she would do because she really is wise, and I'm going to defer to her so that she can have the rest of my 30 seconds and let you know about her thoughts. So I now introduce you to Julia.
If you are small or tall, if you walk, run, roll, or crawl, come in, no matter the color of your skin. No need to worry, just come in a hurry. No matter who you are a shining star. This poem that I wrote is my view of Unitarian world, as I like to call it. The Unitarian world is a place where you are who you are and you're not judged for it. I'm not afraid to make mistakes, but I try to learn from them. As I was writing this, I thought to myself that every decision we make changes the course of our lives. Fate is one of my biggest fears, even though I love to think about where I'll be in 10 years, it seriously scares me. Maybe more like petrifies me. People are scared about what's going to happen when they wake up the next day. People are scared of the unknown. Why do you think people are scared of aliens or ghosts? Because no one can prove anything about them. One of the most constant questions I hear nowadays is, where do we go when we die? Are we just put in the ground? Are we sent to the sky and live in a place called heaven? That is the unknown, and people are scared. As the Egyptians believe, when you die, you are sent to have your heart weighed with a feather. If your heart is heavier than the feather, you go to a place called hell. But hell is like heaven. It's the unknown. We are scared. No matter how much we say we are strong, all of us are scared. Scared of what's going to happen next. I think we portray death to be so scary so that when we're alive, we live. I believe in the goodness in people. I believe that in every person there is a god or goddess waiting to emerge from the inside. I believe that once we die, the true god or goddess arises. People aren't born evil. Evil is brought upon them. Something in their life has made them the person they are, good or evil. I believe in clouds, flowers, and trees. I believe that a strong old weeping willow tree watches over us. I believe a soft, fluffy cloud is a young place a child can go to relax. I believe a young flower blooming is the same as a new child being born into the world. Nature is not something to be feared, but something to love and worship like it was our family. I believe that before all these cities and cars, that we were once all new flowers blooming into a new world, not knowing what to expect. If we all realize that we are once little buds arising from a warm ground, maybe, just maybe, we wouldn't be taking Mother Nature for granted. Being able to choose what I believe from the beginning has morphed me into the person I am today. I have learned not to believe in anything else as anyone else has tried to make me believe. Seeing as I do not worship a god, people trying to make me worship one hasn't really worked out. I'm going to quote one of my favorite poets, Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. The quote describes my life at the Unitarian Church, because this is what I've learned from the church, not to be what people expect, but to be the unexpected.
Hi, my name is Hillary Fandel, and I'm very happy to introduce to you Amber Sky Gramps Rudy. And I'm wearing a lot of amber today in her honor. I first knew this girl as a 5-year-old kindergartner in my class at the Montclair Cooperative School about 10 years ago. Amber has grown into a generous, sweet, caring, and creative person. She loves animals, cooking, drawing, taking photographs, and seems to see the world through an artist's eyes. At our first meeting together as a mentor and a mentee, we each had to make this timeline about our lives and the important dates involved. Mine was exactly that, a straight line with dots on it, and pretty ugly. Amber, on the other hand, drew this amazing curvy line with curvy arrows right and left and around, and at the end of each line was a picture, and I had to have a frame. It was amazing, very creative. She created this in 5 minutes. Just imagine if she had 10 minutes. This poised young girl has wonderful parents in her mother, Erica, and her stepfather, Joe, and she is a wonderful sister to two younger brothers, Justin and Quinn, ages 9 and 7. I haven't seen much of Amber in the last 10 years, but it has been wonderful getting to know her now as a young woman. Amber has a lot of love in her heart to give to the world, and our world certainly needs it. Congratulations, and thank you, Amber, for being who you are.
When I was little, I was surrounded by people who accepted me as a human being. This allowed me to feel safe enough to openly explore the many different beliefs I was exposed to from a young age, such as Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, paganism, Christianity, science, and Unitarian Universalism. I absorbed what felt right to me from each of these religions. Coming of age has helped me put my beliefs into words and expand on them. I believe that there is a universal spirit inside of all of us and everything. This divine life force connects all that exists, making us more intertwined than many people in the world would like to believe. For me, the universal spirit can be most clearly felt in the purity of nature. Even though we are all part of nature and still live in nature, we have processed it so much that it no longer has the spiritual, nutritional value that it once had. I believe that straying so far away from nature has made our society very impersonal. We have to get more in touch with nature so we can get more in touch with ourselves. I believe that everything happens for a reason, not because of fate, but because of cause and effect. I believe that every decision we make influences our lives and who we are. Even though other people's actions and decisions impact our lives, ultimately it is the way we respond and the way we react that defines our lives. It is hard to grasp the gravity of the fact that we have complete control over how we experience life. I believe we must each find our own meaning and purpose in our lives. I believe there are no absolutes, no good or evil, just a mixture of both. I can see that life is not black and white, but many shades of gray. Even in catastrophe, if you look hard enough, you can always find good. On the other hand, there is always some bad in all the good things that happen. How you view a situation is totally dependent on your beliefs, values, and life experiences. This is very reassuring to me because I know I can always find something positive in a bad situation. It is important to look at the positive, because if you focus on the negative, you could be pessimistic about everything. Bad things are opportunities to recognize the good things in life. I believe religion is important to society. It helps people find meaning in their lives. However, religion has also been used as an excuse to harm and oppress people. Religion is very powerful, and I believe it should only be used to create peace and harmony. Coming of age has made me more grateful to be part of such a loving, accepting congregation. I am glad to be a UU.
Good morning. My name is Connie Thames. I'm a board member, and I'm a mentor to coming-of-ager Henry Canongeiser. It's been my extreme pleasure and honor to work with Henry over the last 5 months. Henry has impressed me with his open mind and his refreshing candor. There was a lightheartedness about Henry. If a magician were to ask for volunteers from the audience, I am sure that Henry would come forward. Here are a few things that I learned about the multi-layered Henry Canongeiser, man of action. He's a scholar. He was recently accepted to the Weston Scholars Summer Program at Montclair State University. He's also an athlete. He skis, he runs long distance races, and he plays tennis. And as you have all seen and heard, he's a musician. He jumped at the chance to prepare and plan for the prelude today. Henry plays the piano as well as the baritone horn. And finally, Henry is a spiritual being who has launched part of his personal journey through this coming-of-age program. Here's a quote by Proust, and it seems to sum up this program and my mentorship journey with Henry. "We don't receive wisdom. We must discover it for ourselves after a journey that no one can take for us or spare us. I hope that you'll join me in wishing Henry and the rest of the candidates well on their spiritual journey." Henry Canongeiser.
For the past few years, I have been to bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, and more years of UU religious education than I can remember. This comment by George Bernard Shaw sums up what I have learned. There is only one religion, though there are 100 versions of it. I believe that God is a feeling people feel during relationships and when we do something good. It is a feeling similar to love, which compels us to do good in the world. I believe that faith is important because it helps us cope with the struggles and hardships of life. It is a way for people to have hope that things will be okay, even if every sign says otherwise. I have many different opinions about what happens after we die. Realistically, I believe that our thought process stops when we die and we stop feeling. Being reincarnated would go against all of the science that we know, and it is most likely that we just stop breathing, thinking, and doing in general. However, it would be great if we as humans could live another life, maybe not the same body going through life again, but rather the spirit. I believe that worship is an important part of life, but how we worship should be a choice each person makes when they are mature enough, just as Unitarian Universalists do. I believe that for me, going to our UU congregation helps me think about parts of my life that I don't normally think about. However, I believe worship truly occurs when someone is at peace with themselves and the world at that moment. It is a very difficult thing to obtain. Some rituals, such as yoga or meditation, can help you begin to worship. There are many questions that we as humans can't answer now, and worshiping helps us find answers. I believe that all religions are equally worthy as long as they don't harm anyone or anything. I believe that being a UU is the best for me because I am generally a free-spirited person and I like to think freely for myself. Being a Unitarian Universalist allows me to think as I wish more than most other religions do. Being a Unitarian Universalist means that I am lucky. I don't get forced into a mold. Rather, I can make my own mold. To me, being a Unitarian Universalist means that I have the ability to think what I want as long as I have a reason to think it. As a congregation, we can only be defined as a group of people who all respect what each other believes. Even though we may not believe the same thing, we can get along just fine and respect each other. I believe that because I am a Unitarian Universalist, I am a better person. Because of how I was taught, I can accept anyone, regardless of race, age, gender, sexual orientation, or identity. In the real world, I will be able to act without bias. To be a Unitarian Universalist means that we accept people for who they are, not who we are told they are. And instead of accepting predetermined ideas about people or things, we go out and find the answers for ourselves. I am looking forward to doing all of that as a Unitarian Universalist.
Good morning. I'm Sabina Von Alok, and today I would like to introduce to you Alexis Lowe. Alexis Lowe, through my eyes, is a gutsy, can-do, independent, responsible young woman with a huge reservoir of energy and enthusiasm. Her zest for living life fully, preferably in a fun fashion, overshadows but does not overpower her serious side, including a fierce fidelity to family and friends. She has a fantastic sense of humor and will probably be willing to tell you the henna tattoo story in regards to her trip with the coming of agers to Boston, a highlight this year. Alexis is a relative newcomer to Unitarian Universalism, but has taken to this faith like a fish to water. She is awed by nature, relies on science for many of the universe's questions, but holds out for the possibility of a higher power. Alexis identifies as an atheist and believes humans can be good even when they don't believe in God. Her idea of peace is when she is assured her family and friends are okay. She enjoys living for the moment, preferably with her friends. She has a clear view of her life's path, including the gender and number of children. She aspires to attend medical school, but is realistic about the academic challenge that that path would entail. Alexis came to us thanks to her friend Sasha and feels at home here. I know I speak for our community when I say welcome, Alexis.
Science investigates, religion interprets. Science gives man wisdom, which is control. Martin Luther King. Religion gives science many questions that the scientists cannot answer, and that is okay. Science has given many answers to questions people have been asking, such as, how did the earth begin? For thousands of years, the answer might have been God, but in modern world, it would be the Big Bang Theory. I believe that some answers are better off not knowing. If you know so much, it loses the magic or mystery of things that keeps it going. People ask who God is, and people throw out answers like, he is an all-powerful being controlling everything. But to me, he or she doesn't have to be. To me, God should be an inner spirit that keeps you going. God should be a savior, and from that, we have comfort and stability that keeps us pushing forward to be all we can be. When people think of worship, they think of waking up early on a Sunday morning and going to church to express beliefs. But really, the religious feelings you get when worshiping in church can happen anywhere. It could be in your backyard on a warm summer day when a breeze hits you, or biking down a huge hill. Anywhere where you feel the most peace and pleasure, that's where your worship is really happening. The afterlife is also something that confuses many people. But my personal belief is that people float away from their bodies and become nothingness on earth, but become a spirit in another world. I'm not saying I believe in heaven or hell, but more like a place where you just stay in forever, somewhere where nothing will ever bother or harm you. We cease to exist in this world, but we may go on to a next. All of my beliefs matter to me, and I think that's where the Unitarian Universalist Congregation comes in. Here at the UU Congregation of Montclair, people can believe what they want, and they are respected for that. This is why I think I fit perfectly here. I've learned a lot from the RE program, even though I have only been here since seventh grade. These classes have been a very important part of my 3 years here. I've come to realize what I believe and also the religion of others and really have bonded with everyone in my coming of age class. This whole experience of going through coming of age was excellent and enlightening. How I would like to sum up my credo is how I began it, with a quote by Khalil Rinpoche. We live in the illusion and the appearance of things. There is a reality. We are that reality. When you understand this, you see that you are nothing. And being nothing, you are everything. That is all. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Shaman, the proud mentor for Hannah Grace Lewis. Many of us knew Hannah, or know Hannah, as Judy and Nick's beautiful daughter, Alex and Jamie's younger sister. She always seemed to me to be a shy, quiet, and sweet little girl, and I was excited to have the opportunity to get to know her as a woman on the cusp of young adulthood. So I did discover that she's no longer shy, no longer quiet, but a spirited, feisty, fun, intelligent, and talented young woman with strong opinions and strong connections with her family and friends. She's fiercely intelligent, a member of the Key Club at the high school, a Weston Science Scholar, a Korea Culture Club participant, camp participant for 10 years, and a world traveler. She's talented, a fencing team member, a singer, as you heard, and she's been involved in our own UU musical theater class right here. And Hannah is very, very, very social. As her mentor, I discovered a side to Hannah that many of you may not know. She is very thoughtful and reflective, as well as insightful. She has the ability to reach deep down inside of herself to identify and express powerful feelings, not only about herself and her own world, but about our community and the greater world. She has a keen sense of justice, and she can ask herself the hard questions. She can be okay with not knowing as she struggles, as we all do, to make sense and meaning of the world and her place and responsibility in it. She's strongly committed to our UU community and also to our UU principles, and she has an especially deep and abiding belief in the interdependent web of all existence. I feel privileged to have been her mentor, and I am proud to introduce you to Hannah Grace Lewis.
I fear one day I'll meet God. He'll sneeze and I won't know what to say. God to me isn't any form of person, nor is he an idea. To me, God is something that helps you cope with good and bad. People have always said to listen to the little voice in your head and it'll tell you the right thing to do. Ever since I've been a little kid, people have portrayed God to me as the old white man in the sky. This seems very unrealistic to me. How can there be a man who knows everything and created the world in the sky? Well, over time, I figured out that the man in the sky is just an idea. Although I do not believe in that idea, I believe that there is a more spiritual form of God. Though my opinion of God isn't so much the man in the sky that looks down on you, I believe people try and use God as a source of comfort, which can be expressed in many ways. I feel like I turn to my relationships with people when I need that comfort. I think your friendships, family relationships, romantic relationships, or any other kind of relationships are special. Those connections that you make help you throughout life. You remember a certain person or people who help you through good or bad situations. I think finding those relationships are something that you should not take for granted. It makes me think of the seventh principle, respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we all are part. Growing up as a Unitarian, I feel like being here has taught me how to make better friends, not to judge, and to respect people's opinions if they differ from mine. Another thing I find important is life. I believe that life is a gift that everybody gets. Whether you live it to the fullest or not, that's in the hands of the person. I think that people should live their lives to the fullest every day. There are people that make the best out of all situations. I feel like those are the people in the end that look back at their life and smile. In the beginning of this process, I thought my credo would be the easiest part. Now that I had to sit down and really write what I believe, I discovered it was a lot harder than I pictured. After finally putting what I believe on paper, I realized that this helped me develop a lot as a person. I really appreciate being in a community that helps me, that lets me express myself. To me, being a Unitarian is a religion full of love and care, a religion where no one abandons you or turns you away.
Good morning, I'm Terry McKeon, and I'm pleased to introduce Sal Grasso. Sal is the son of longtime congregation members Dennis and Christine Grasso. They've been a vibrant member of this community for many, many years. I first met the Grassos when my children were just in kindergarten. And Sal is the last in a long line, at least I think he's the last, in a long line of coming-of-agers from his family, his sister Raquel, and brothers Vin and Johnny. On the surface, Sal seems very quiet and reserved, and I soon realized that he's very much comfortable with himself and very self-assured in his beliefs. He mostly perceives the world through the lens of science, but when looking for the answers to the big questions, which he has been doing for a long time before the coming of age, he has pondered over these things, and when I first asked him in preparation for his credo, It just all came right out very clearly. He's been thinking about this for quite a long time. Sal is also a very competitive young man, especially competing with himself. A few weeks ago, he beat his personal best as a thrower at his track and field. And this week, he earned a medal also in track and field. This dedication to practice and his teammates also has made him a valued member of his high school swim team. And Sal is also a very bright and intuitive young man. And I hope there's not a lot of grumbling over there in the Grasso section, but supposedly he is the go-to guy in the family when you need to answers to life's questions. And combining his interest in sports, science, and nature, his future may include a career in sports or veterinary medicine. Sal has taken this coming-of-age process very seriously, made my job really easy, and I'm very proud to have served as his mentor.
Hello. My name is Salvatore Grasso. I have a mom, a dad, two brothers, and a sister. Each of my siblings has been through the coming-of-age process, and I am the last of the family to do so. I am currently 14 years old and attend West Essex High School. I would say that I have some ideas about what I believe in, but my ideas might change when I get older. I am a strong believer in what I and science can prove. I believe that evil is present in the world because humans choose to be, not because of some supernatural component. After death, I believe in reincarnation. When a person dies, they are judged by God whether they have had a fulfilling life. If a person chose to be someone who strived to be a good person and they were never rewarded for it, in their next life, they would be given the opportunity to be what they wanted to be. I believe a person should do what they like and like what they do. What's the use of going through life just to make it and get by? That doesn't seem fun. We, as people, are born with the right to have fun and do what we want. It is up to us to take advantage of that right. I believe that it is not necessary to attend church every week or pray five times a day or go on a pilgrimage in order to live a religious life. Spiritual things happen all the time to people, and usually they happen when a person is not so focused on religion. When a flower blooms, that's spiritual. When a calf is born, that's spiritual. When the sun rises every morning, that's spiritual. It is amazing to think of all the things in life that we take advantage of. Our mothers, our fathers, our friends, our food, even the air that we breathe. I believe that every person should stop and think about these things and how important they are, only to realize that these people should also be thinking about you and how important you are. I am a Unitarian Universalist, and that means that I am tolerant of other religions. It means that there is no proof for religion. No one person can prove they saw God or just visited by an angel. That doesn't mean that these things couldn't happen. Who's to say God is only visible when a person is alone, or angels only visit people when they are by themselves and need someone to talk to? The answer is no one. Maybe the purpose of God is to be unknown. Maybe only certain people are allowed to see him. People will never know until they die. Like I said, I'm definitely not sure about what I believe in for the rest of my life. I am allowed to have my opinions, and others are allowed to have theirs. My ideas about all these things might change in a couple of days or weeks or even years. All I know that these are the things I believe in right now, and no one is allowed to tell me they're not true.
Good morning. My name is Dion Ford Curdy, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to Sasha Condes. Sasha is not only my mentee, but also a family friend and one of my daughter's favorite babysitters. I met Sasha when her family moved back to New Jersey about 5 years ago. Born in Plainfield, Sasha had a passport before she could walk and spent her early years in New York, Paris, and London, where her father was working, before returning here when she was in fourth grade. Not long after, her family came to the UU of Montclair, and her mom and I became good friends. Before she asked me to be her mentor, I knew that Sasha was an avid reader, that she loved to draw, and that she enjoys playing the piano. But I was struck as we went through this coming of age process how much we have in common. For example, Sasha wants to be a broadcast journalist, and I worked as a broadcast journalist. When I asked Sasha why she wanted to be a journalist, she said, because you get to learn about a lot of different things and share them with the world, which is the very idea that drew me to the field. And Sasha brings that same curiosity and openness to her spiritual life, as is evident in her credo. And I've been enriched by her insights, her questions, her searching as she's come of age in our UU community. And it's been my great privilege and honor to be her mentor. And I welcome Sasha.
Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all the thoughts of the worlds you knew before. Let your soul take you to where you long to be. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar, and you'll live as you never lived before, said by Eric Fromm. When I read this quote, it reminded me of the coming-of-age process. I had to ignore all the things my parents, previous churches, and peers have ever told me about their view on spirituality and think for myself for the very first time. It was like my childhood experience of learning how to ride a bike. I was so used to having that extra support that when I had to remove the training wheels, it was at first a wobbly and shaky experience. Now I've become much more comfortable with my own thoughts and beliefs, and the thought of those training wheels are silly. What Unitarian Universalism means to me is freedom. The freedom to explore yourself and discover who you are and what you believe in. The freedom to love whomever you choose. The freedom to join and be a part of a diverse community. And the freedom to express yourself and not be judged. Not all religious communities allow you freedom like this, and I believe that everybody should have the type of freedom that the UU community gives. I believe that everything has an opposite that shapes and gives meaning to it. Take love and hate, for example. What is love without hate? Without hate, love would be meaningless since there would be nothing to show how a loveless world would be. Hate shows me how special love is. It makes me appreciate it more and makes me thankful that I have so much love in my life. The same goes for other things such as peace and violence and happiness and anger. I believe that the afterlife is a part of spirituality that is to be remained unknown. For me, one of the biggest wonders of spiritual life is the unknown parts and being able to explore them and figure them out for myself. The afterlife is like the end of an amazing novel that I don't want ruined. I enjoy pondering and nitpicking the story to find out the answer for myself throughout. To me, there is no point in reading the book if the end is known at the beginning. I believe that God is a comfort, an inner part of myself that I turn to in times where I need guidance. Growing up, I never bought into the Christian views on God. It didn't seem possible to me. So because I didn't consider myself a Christian, I would tell people I'm an atheist. But I realized over the past year and a half that atheist isn't really the way to put it. I would, and still do, say things like, God help me, dear God no, oh my God, please God, and much of the typical things a person will say when turning to God for an answer. But I never really thought I was talking to a big man in the sky, nevertheless that he was listening and doing his magic and changing the course of my life. So I asked myself, who am I talking to? After thinking about it, I realized I was talking to the innermost part of my spirit, trying to comfort myself and look for guidance to help me when I was lost in a situation where I needed to be found. I believe in not taking anything for granted and living life to the fullest. This is my life. I only get one shot, so I try to enjoy the little things while I still can. I do the things I love to do. I learn from my mistakes. I grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. I take opportunities that can lead me in the right directions. I develop new friendships and lose old ones. I am loved and I love others. And all of those things, I believe, is what makes my life worth living.
Hi, I'm Mary Wanderpolo. I have the pleasure of introducing Siobhan McLennan. I've been a mentor before, but this is the first time I've mentored someone who I've known since before she was born. And it's really special when you're mentoring a child that you've watched grow up. Siobhan is, as you've seen in her singing, an amazing child. She didn't just sing that song, she chose that song, and that song was so perfect for the coming-of-age service, and she advocated for it being sung. She's multifaceted. She makes me feel dizzy sometimes because she's got so many talents and so many interests. And you're going to see from her credo statement, she's a deep thinker, but she's a funny person. She can make a joke. She can make you laugh. She's very special. And she's all grown up, and that's a little bit
scary. So I give you Siobhan McLennan.
I believe in trees. I believe in nature. I believe in something bigger than humanity. I see the world, and I try to look at the beauty and sense the good in the world. I think most people don't try to see the beauty, and so emanate hate. I believe that humans make bad decisions that only they can fix. I believe in helping others solve the mistakes that have been caused by humanity. While some choose to believe in the process of evolution, I stand a bit further back and look at a bigger picture that includes a larger concept of existence. I can't say there is a god, and I can't say there isn't. If anything, I believe in Greek mythology. Watching Hercules was fun. I like the concept of multiple gods, multiple stories, many reasons to believe, and you don't have to follow just one of them. I believe that everyone can be their own god. I believe that people should strive to become equal with one another, but not to a point where there is no diversity at all. I'm not going all Buddha, but I believe that we should try to cleanse ourselves from our mistakes by finding peace, love, and forgiveness within ourselves. My beliefs in religion will never be finalized, but that's okay, because there's no deadline for a spiritual journey, and words cannot even describe one. If we can find peace, love, and comfort within ourselves, then our friends, and then the world around us, that is the biggest spiritual journey of all, and I believe I have a whole lifetime to get there.
I'm David Saylor, and I'm pleased to introduce to you all Jonathan Silverman, an outstanding young man. One broken wrist, a broken toe, stitches in the upper lip, two chipped teeth, a broken finger, a broken leg, surgery to put pins into the leg, and another surgery a couple years later to remove those pins. To quote Jonathan, it's hard to go through a year without breaking something. There are many lessons you can learn from growing up with that as a portion of your life experience. You can learn to be scared, or you can become reckless, or to withdraw. Instead, I believe Jonathan has learned a fortitude and a thoughtfulness far beyond his years. Jonathan is a Weston Science Scholar, a talented musician, a brother, son, grandson, an athlete, and a UU. A quality I admire about Jonathan is that he decides what is important to him, and what is important to himself, even if it means sacrificing for something else. It reflects the same maturity a person might learn waiting in the emergency room to fix yet another broken bone. It's my honor and privilege to introduce you all to Jonathan Silverman.
In my many years of participation in this Unitarian Universalist congregation, I have always tried to shy away from one topic, and that is, what do I believe in? Since I was young, I've tried to keep my beliefs private and just observe others' beliefs, whether it be family members or friends. Through our Neighboring Faiths program, 2 years ago, I visited many different religious services. Through that experience, I realized how lucky I am to be a Unitarian Universalist and be able to choose my beliefs. I believe that God is not a single person or object, but a creative force in nature whose powers are limited to suggesting and providing opportunities for people to do the right thing. I believe God is an important power, but not a force that can shape lives with a wave of the hand. I believe the choice to do the right thing comes down to you and you only. For example, after donating to a charity, I would not think, yes, this is just one step closer to heaven. I believe that all your good deeds benefit you during this life and not in afterlife. For me, the concept of heaven is not very realistic, but I try to think that it does exist because it is comforting to know that this is not the complete end of your life. I also believe in having the most fun that you can possibly have, but as David said, my life has been filled with multiple broken bones and surgeries. Some may call it weak bones, but I like to call it the adventurous spirit. I guess I like to have fun through dangerous activities. But I believe that whatever makes you happy is what you should do. Being a UU is a great thing, and it has taught me to be accepting and kind. If I could choose any religion that I would want to be for the rest of my life, it would be most definitely Unitarian Universalism, and I don't think that will ever change. To me, coming of age means becoming independent in all of your decisions, not only your religious views. To be independent does not mean complete separation from your parents and elders, but just taking into consideration what they say and forming your own opinions and decisions. Coming of age is not the final step in becoming an adult, but more like a large beginning step. Thank you.
It's a great joy to be here with our young people as they come of age this morning. And I would like to thank the mentors and the teacher and the parents and the coming of agers for this moment for our congregation, because our congregation has a commencement that begins once again today. So thank you to all of you. And if I could ask the coming of agers to come down so I can address you in this right hand of fellowship, I would appreciate that. The music this morning has been quite excellent and wonderful. I picked up this morning on a line that Siobhan McLennan sang, and right in the middle of the song, it was a line that said, "Don't need no roads." And it reminds me of a line from a song that was written by Jerry Garcia. The lines are, "There is a road, no simple highway, between the dusk and the dark of night. And if you go, no one can follow, for that path is meant for your steps alone." There are no roads. It's not just so much that we don't need them, they don't exist. We have guides along the way, but each of us has to walk our own path. And you've all shared your belief statements with us this morning and talked about the path that you're on. And I suspect, as some of you have mentioned, that while these are your beliefs today, they may not be your beliefs a year or 5 years, or as we talked about in our conversations, a half a lifetime again from now. Those beliefs might be different. Lots of times people think that Unitarian Universalists can believe whatever we want, but the truth of it is we believe exactly what we have to. What makes us have to believe it? It's the truth, as best we can know it. So it's about knowing your truth, yes? When we talked in my office, we talked about service as a part of becoming of age. And I talked with our youth about how coming of age is really much like a bridge, and they are, as Jonathan just said, at a beginning step of that bridge. But I look around this room, and I don't think anyone has stepped off of that bridge at the other end. I don't know. I'm 61 this year, and I don't know when I fully become an adult. And the thing is that to be on that bridge is to recognize that we're part of something larger than ourselves, yes? And we talked about service and two different kinds of service as recognizing and connecting with being larger than ourselves. We talked about service as a way of doing service in the congregation and in the larger community. And when we do that, we are actively creating the community that we want to be a part of. And then we talked about service as in worship and as in taking the time in our lives, as a number of you mentioned this morning, taking the time in our lives so that we can be open to being moved by what we find true. You talked this morning about what is true for you, and so what I want to say to you is take what's true for you and let it matter. Let it matter in your lives and let it matter in the world. If it's a truth that you can set on a shelf, it has little value. But if it's a truth that can make a difference in your life and make a difference in the world around you, then it's something to be held on to, something to be used, and something that will be the guiding light and hold you on your paths. The tradition of the right hand of fellowship is something that comes out of Unitarian Universalism, especially the Unitarian tradition, from ages ago when ministers would recognize one another at their ordinations and they would extend the right hand of fellowship and they would welcome one another to the work of ministry. And we use the right hand of fellowship in many ways to welcome one another into this ministry. And so as we extend the right hand of fellowship to you this morning, it's welcome to the bridge. This bridge that we're all on now. Welcome to the bridge and welcome to the work, and it's wonderful to have your good company along the way.
But on you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, though your enemies prowl.
Onward up Betty, a frightening creek.
Though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak.
On and on you will hike.
And I know you'll hike far.
And face up to your problems, whatever they are.
As we extinguish our chalice, our worship ends, let our service begin.